money.
We've got a great real estate market here. Appreciation, it just keeps, properties keep appreciating. A little crazy out there because of the lack of inventory, but it might be a good time for you to take a look at a second home or luxury property in the second home arena. There's some great opportunities when you're getting to Eastern Washington. I'm not a real estate expert. I'm a mortgage expert, but I think there's a lot of great things that's going to be happening in Eastern Washington. Owning a second home can also provide some practical benefits. I want to break it down for baby boomers who are considering downsizing, relocating, split living arrangements in retirement. Purchasing a second home before you retire can make a lot of sense. So build equity in an alternative investment. Real estate has and I feel will always be a safe investment. The market goes up and down, but if you take a look at the history of the real estate market, when it's gone down, it has always recovered. So as long as we follow the continuation of what history has shown us, even in a down market, we'll recover. As long as you're not forced to sell in a bad market, and that's where people really lost money. So if you bought a home in the prime in 2006, and then you were forced to sell it when the market crashed, I'm sure you lost a lot of money. But as long as you kept the property, the appreciation has came back, and now we're back on an uptrend. So that's really how you lose in real estate. You're forced to sell in a bad market. Now, reduce work-life stress. If you choose a second home that is an easy drive from your primary home, you now own an investment stressed booster. So you can spend weekends there with a whim, and you can provide immediate vacation experiences. Just knowing that you have that option to take off whenever you want to can actually be a huge stress reliever. And I know probably a lot of you in the job market, we could use a little stress reliever occasionally. Washington State, again, with Eastern Washington, it's easy. And you've got more snow as you go over the mountain. You have more sun. Well, do we want more sun during this summer? I don't know. But you get more sun when you go over the mountain, cross the mountain. Great golf, wine country. So it's just amazing how close and how many amazing things that we have and great things that we can enjoy for our second homes. Great holidays. So instead of paying for a family vacation, instead you can invest in asset class that can actually have some enjoyment for you and your family while at the same time maybe making a little money for you. Provide a true family legacy. Part of a retirement planning, you may be thinking of leaving something for your children. Inherit money is nice, but that can be soon spent and then forgotten, where a second home in a special location can be part of the shared family bonding experience, including your grandchildren. These family bonds can transform that second home into a family legacy that you can leave behind versus just giving it your heirs cash. Let's also talking about protecting family bonds when retiring. A tricky part of retirement, purchased a second home as part of a plan to live when you retire, you still have a piece of the family memories. This will make the eventual downsizing and relocating, I would imagine, much less traumatic for everyone. Let's talk about a tax benefit on top of your primary residence. You can write off the interest on a second home. I'm not a licensed CPA, so you need to consult with one. But depending on how you use your second home, some of the capital gains may also, you may see capital gains tax relief as well when you sell the property. Again, consult with a professional tax advisor. Now, financing for a second home, that is my arena. Interest rates, same as primary. A lot of people don't realize that you're not going to have an increase in interest rates for a second home purchase. You do have an increase in your minimum down payment option with a primary residence. You can come in with as low as a 3% down. First time home buyers, there's some great grant programs. On a second home purchase, minimum down payment is 10%. There's you can avoid paying monthly mortgage insurance by doing some creative options that we've talked about in studio before for primary residents. Doing a single premium buyout option is a great way to avoid that monthly mortgage insurance. And to qualify for the mortgage payment, you just need to be able to qualify for both of those mortgage payments. So you do have that additional payment for the second home and qualification. If for some reason you can't qualify and you want to take advantage of this market and the opportunity to get a second home, you can actually purchase it as qualifying under as an investment property and use 75% of the potential rent income that you could rent it out for. So that's a creative way to be able to get into the property if you'd like. Now, a nice easy calculation for you if you're kind of wondering, well, what would this add an additional monthly cash flow or monthly outgoing cash that you'd have to pay. Estimated calculation, every $10,000 in purchase price, give or take, might be maybe about $55 a month in payment. So in a $300,000 home, that's $30,000. So if you take 55 times 30, that's about $1,650. Principal, interest, taxes, and insurance payment. Not too bad. Calculate what you have to pay on an annual basis to take your family for vacation. And I'm sure this is going to be a lot less. And again, as I've broke down, there's a lot of benefits. So coming up next on the Money Hour, real estate safety or safety for our realtors when they're out there in the real estate market. We're also going to talk about constrictive inventory. And I have in studio for this topic, Sam DeBort with Coldwell Banker Danforth right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.